I'm a help meet suitable. I'm Yvette Benton. I'm a help meet that is suitable. And I'm sipping sparkling white grape tonight. Sparkling white grape tonight. Decree, declare you're suitable because this is a good one. I think I kind of say that every week. I think all tips are good. When you're trying to hold on, when you're trying to hang in there, when you're trying to be suitable, all the tips are good. So what are you sipping? Did you wait up for me? Let's go. Get to your couch. Get some time for a minute. Take a deep breath. We're getting ready to talk. Getting ready to talk. Because help meets need time. I got to prepare for the week. I'm going to stay suitable. I might have messed up last week. But that's all right. God forgive me. I might have got frustrated last week. I might have got a little angry last week. I might have slipped up a little and said a couple things I shouldn't have said. But I'm going to declare I'm suitable. And I'm going to stay suitable. That's a tip in and of itself. Yes. Stay suitable. You got me on that one. All right, we're still on the devotional book. I got a message yesterday. Someone got theirs and they were only on day one and they were like, this is a game changer. Yes, that it is. I'm telling you. The Help Me Army is nothing to be played with. Uh-huh. Yes. The Help Me Army Warriors. 31 of the top warriors, yeah, put together a devotional. I did some teaching in the beginning on the weapons won't prosper because you got to understand the weapons won't prosper. If you don't get it, then Satan will take an advantage that he has no business taking. You got to know how to decree. You got to know how to declare. You have to understand what type of authority you have. What type of authority do you have? 31 Day Warriors Devotional. So I opened it up today. And let me tell you, when my help meets get together, when my mentees get together, it's already fire. Because the weapons can't prosper. They're already in agreement. But each of them, 31 of them, wrote a one-day devotional. So I opened it up today, and we are on day three. Did you get yours? You need to get your... It's available from each of the authors. This is a co-author book, so any of the authors are selling them. It's on Amazon. It is on our website, geraldandyvette.com. Just get it. My goodness, did you get it? And then don't be one of those people. Don't be one of those people and you get a fire devotional and then you put it down and don't do it. What is the point? Okay. I'm going to take a sip on telling you to actually do the devotional for 31 days. Now, some of you, if you're not familiar with spiritual warfare, you may take one day and really, do it over a couple days. That's all right. Just be consistent. Just be consistent. A couple of people said, I bought one for someone else as a gift. Now, that's a help meet that's suitable. Don't keep all the warrior... weaponry to yourself. You already know. This will help someone realize, I need to get some weapons. All right, so I turned open randomly to day three. Day three, it says, are you overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed? You don't have to answer. If you're a helpmeet, this is something you've got to pull down. Doesn't mean it has to take you over. But you're going to have to pull it down. But when I tell you, there's a lot of things that you need to do to either prepare for marriage, stay married. You need to be able to pull down that stronghold. Ooh. And I'm just going to read a tiny bit of this. It says, as women, as helpmeets, as women, we tend to hold so many titles. and oversee so many things all at once. We have professional goals. We have personal obligations. It's true, we tend to hold multiple titles. We tend to have numerous commitments. We tend to manage many responsibilities all at once. We give a lot. We give a lot of attention. We manage responsibilities. We give up. We have business plans. You get the picture. So it says, yet society teaches us we are powerful women because we do all of that. No, we're powerful because God said so. We don't have to have all of that. But if we do, we have to understand how to manage it. And Marcy Bond is the weapon of choice today. Yeah, because I call them weapons. You know, when they understand how to use their authority, they become a weapon of mass destruction. Marcy Bond wrote Day 3. She wrote, while I was receiving promotions and repeating salary upgrades, also a college student, coordinating multiple events, planning weddings, all of the obligations pulled something from her. Then she realized, I was getting overwhelmed. I was getting overwhelmed. You can be doing a lot of good things and then have it turn into something that's negative. Uh-oh. You cannot allow all the good things that God has for you to overwhelm you, because what God meant for good, the enemy tries to turn it around for bad. And what the enemy has for bad, God knows how to turn it around for good. So all of these things that God is showing you, all of these things that God has for you, all of these things should not overwhelm you. If you're being overwhelmed, you got to become a warrior. And now that's just some of the amazing Day 3. But let me read some of the prayer, because it's not enough just to say, oh yes, I'm overwhelmed. We got to do something about it. We have to do something about it. The prayer says, therefore, I abolish every enemy's assignment to rob me of my joy or my peace in my assignment as a wife, as a mother, as a businesswoman, as a leader, as a student. I drive out every demonic attack sent to defeat me or burden me and try to hinder my peace. I reject the demonic assignment sent to separate me from God or separate me from the good things God has for me. I cast all my cares upon you, Jesus, because you care for me. That's just a minute of it. That's just a little section of it. These prayers are fire. My goodness. So you cannot get overwhelmed. You got to know your authority. You got to know the weapon of being overwhelmed shall not prosper, because anxiety has no place in the life of a helpmeet that's suitable. Oh yeah, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. God, I decree and declare, I want to enjoy all of the awesome things that you have for me. But I pull down the spirit of anxiety and say, no longer, I will not be overwhelmed. I will do what God has called me to do. One of those things, one of those titles is to be suitable. And the devil will tell you, you can't make it. The devil will tell you, it's too hard. The devil will tell you, God wouldn't ask you to do that. Oh, really? Because he created the helpmeet position in Genesis. Let's just make that clear. Don't let the devil tell you that being a helpmeet is too overwhelming. No. You tell the devil, oh, that weapon tried to form, but oh, it's not going to prosper. I'm going to be a helpmeet. And not only am I going to be a helpmeet, but I'm going to be suitable. And I'm going to stay suitable. I won't get overwhelmed. I won't give up. I won't shy away from it. I won't lie and say God didn't tell me to do it. I'll do what God says do. Uh-oh. Because I'm suitable. So sip on that tip. Don't be overwhelmed. Get yourself some sparkling white grape from Welch's. Sit back and make a plan this week not to get overwhelmed. I know it might be difficult every once in a while. I know you might start to think going left, like, I don't think I want to do this any longer because don't get overwhelmed. You will not get weary in well-doing. Oh, I'm throwing out some scripture for you to decree. I'm saying some things for you to declare. I will not get weary in well-doing, and I will not get overwhelmed. Period. I need you all to make that declaration for the week. I need you all to make that declaration for the week. I will not get weary in well-doing, and I will not be overwhelmed. I got this. The doors God opened for me, I'm going to walk right through them. They're not going to weigh me down. Amen. Amen. And then learn to prioritize. Learn to prioritize. And let me tell you, if you have your life in order, your helpmeet role needs to be priority. Because God is a God of order. Oh, I threw that one in. All right, let me take a sip while y'all, while you get that. As if you put your job over your helpmeet. And let me bust a few bubbles. If you put your children before your husband, you're out of order. And don't inbox me about it. Talk to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Some of the problem is, you can let the enemy in by getting yourself out of order. And that's a whole nother tip. And I'm not going to give that one today because some of you need to go to Jesus about getting your life in order. Don't get overwhelmed by your titles. Don't get overwhelmed by all the things God is doing. Don't get overwhelmed by all the things that you need to get done. Get yourself in order. And then let God be God. Amen. Oh, that was awesome. And nobody's manifesting. That's so good. That's so good. You all are growing. This is amazing. All right. Well, get your help meet suitable. Your help with the help meet book and workbook. If you don't have it, you got to start somewhere learning how to be suitable. You're doing good. Get that on the website. GeraldandYvette.com. Get your devotional. Have a sip. Don't get overwhelmed. Meet me Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to pray for the kings. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know we got to pray for the kings, right? We got to pray. We got to pray. And we got to pray together. So try to be online. Try to be on time. And get to prayer. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. Come to my page on Tuesday morning so we can pray together for our kings. All right? And if you need a mentor and you're needing some organization, discipline. Some of you already know you're struggling. We're going to teach you how to decree. We're going to teach you how to declare. We're going to teach you how to pull down strongholds. And then we're going to incorporate that into your help meet role so you can fight for your family. You need to learn how to fight. Let's fight together. Let's come into agreement. And then on Wednesdays, if you're in the help meet army, we get together to fill ourselves back up, to line ourselves back up. Because this is not a joke. It's a whole war going on. And we're going to win. Who's going to win the war with me? Who's going to win the war with me? I can't be fighting with soldiers that don't know how to fight. I'm not going to war with soldiers that can't fight. Because losing is not an option. If you're losing, you're missing. You better get a devotional. You better get a mentor. You better get your Bible. We're not losing. Mm-mm. Good job. Good job. All right. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. Get the webinar, books, all kinds of things.